cell phone cancer, and anal fissures. It's official. Cell phones cause cancer again. At least if you watch NBC Nightly News and the Today Show, they do. I don't know whether other networks carried this recent news. I have a thing for Ann Curry in the morning, and Tessa has a thing for Ryan Williams in the evenings, so we never get a chance to watch anyone else. We both have a thing for Megyn Kelly on Fox News, but you can enjoy Megyn fully with the sound off, so we have no idea whether she carried it either. And in other news, the June 2011 issue of Playboy contains a suggestion in its advisor column that men can benefit from Kegel exercises too. The advisor asserts that men who strengthen their pubococcygeus muscles with Kegel exercises will experience harder erections and more stamina. Page 42. However, the medical staff at the Fred Effect have conducted independent research into this claim and wish to add a cautionary note. Some men who do regular Kegel exercises are reporting possible anal fissures developing from the exercises. A splinter faction of the medical staff are telling these men that they are not doing the exercises right. The men who may be developing anal fissures are asking, how the fuck do you do Kegel exercises wrong? Further studies are scheduled. Every time the medical staff around here conduct studies, the unexpected happens. Like the time I began photographing the dog's buttholes to see whether the wrinkles have individual fingerprint-type patterns, kind of like whales on the underside of their tails. Go ahead and scoff. It was serious work. Turns out the wrinkle patterns are random and change daily. It's a simple study if you want to conduct it yourself. But I also learned that dogs don't like having their asses photographed. They keep turning around to show you their face. They are immensely vain about their faces. A cat, on the other hand, prefers to show you its ass. It's a cat thing. As it strolls away from your camera, it's all like, talk to the butt. I suppose as a serious scientist, I should publish more of my findings. Maybe in the next medical report.